Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
What a senior. But even though you notice that this person is not good for me, yet we still continue that self-destructive tendency. It's a craziness. Do you agree it's a craziness? Some of us, you know, you may, so because sometimes we don't judge ourselves. But you may see it in a friend, in a family member, or whatever the case may be. Have you noticed some kind of self-destructive tendencies in someone you know?
Now we abona motho a senya bophelo
ba gagwe. Oh, you've not noticed it. You've seen it, isn't it? Yeah. And I'm here to present that every one of us here, we have such self-destructive tendencies in our own lives that we do to harm ourselves. Can I hear an amen? Don't worry, as I preach, if you think you are clean, the Holy Spirit will talk to you. You will find out your own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this madman of Gadara, one of the first things that we see is that he lived amongst tombs. That alone is a sign of craziness. Is a sign of insanity. No normal person will make his home amongst the dead. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
No normal person. Now, one day, Jesus died, laid in the grave, and on the third day, there were some women who went to his grave, because in their culture, they used to put spices, etc., on the dead body. They used to really take care of dead bodies in those days. So they went to, you know, take care, put spices, etc., in Jesus' body. And when they got there, they found the tomb open, and they found the angels sitting on what would have been the door of the tombstone. And the angel asked them, he said, why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? Jesus had resurrected. Jesus was alive. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He defeated death. He defeated death. I'm still looking for someone who defeated death. It's only Jesus. Now, some of us sitting here, we don't make our place in the tombs like literal komabitleng. But we have the tendencies to go into areas and environments where there is death. The Bible says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to be carnally minded is destruction. It is death. So you may not go to the tombs. You see, you are not that crazy, but your craziness has started because you are going to places where there is no Jesus. I know when I start preaching like this, the amens keep quiet. It's okay. I'm still preaching. Do you understand what I'm saying? We enjoy places where there is death, there is no life. And when God looks at you from the kingdom of life, from his position where there is no barrier, no veil, he sees everything as it is, he asks himself, what are you doing amongst the dead? Your name and say, what are you doing amongst the dead? And the Bible says, no man could bind him. No, not with chains.
Look at the chains.
And for those who are here, I told you that, you see, anything in your life that cannot be controlled by yourself or by anybody else is a sign that you are going in this direction. If there is something in your life, your temper, you are always angry. Constantly angry. You cannot control your anger. You see, it shows that there's connections that are not proper. It's not full blown yet like this man, but it's going there unless you control that anger. To learn, they don't want to say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
This man, they tried to control him with chains. On his wrist. Brother, come here quickly. You. This man was a former policeman, as you see. You see, today he wore blue. He knew I was going to call him. Now, did you used to have what do they call handcuffs? Give us another mic, please. Do you know how to hold a mic? Do these ones work? Which one have you opened? Yeah, there we go. So, yes, did you have handcuffs when you were a policeman?
Yes, Pastor.
And if you would take those handcuffs, and arrest me, can I get out of those things?
No.
Why?
Because they are still and very tight.
They are steel and they are very tight. What if I use my strength and can I break them?
No.
Why?
Steel.
GP.
I'm trying to explain what this madman was doing. They chained him. And he just did this. Pa.
Adikela.
Just pa. And you can hear this. Are you a former policeman?
Proper.
Were you using plastic handcuffs? Which ones were you using? The real one.
The real one.
Have you, in your experience, or all the experience that of policemen that you know, is there anyone who told you that someone broke?
No.
Hey.
Never.
Madman of Gadara, I tell you. Just like that. So I believe they chained his hands. And the Bible says he would break the fetters. Fetters are chains around the feet. You know, those ones they normally put real criminals. If you see someone just is a small boy, if they chain your feet, you must know is a dangerous criminal. I'm not a policeman. Am I saying something that is on or off?
No, it's true.
Hey! But the Bible says that this man, he will just break. As though it was plastic. Now, there may be some of us sitting here. You are not a madman of Gadara. But something in your life. There is just no control. No control. There are people who say that this year I'm stopping smoking. This year, screw mafra. This year, my smoking is finished. Every year they are confessing that confession. Every year. So it's something that is uncontrollable. They can't control it. I don't want to make too many examples before I come to your life. I'm just making so that you can think. Do you understand?
Amen.
I believe yours is coming. As I'm talking, yours is coming.
Amen.
Hey. Hey. Thank you, my brother. God bless. Put your hands together for... Uncontrollable. It doesn't matter, the rules that will be put in your life. Sometimes you can see that this thing that you are doing is destroying us. It's destroying you. It's hurting your future, it's hurting your relationships, it's hurting everything in your life. But it's an uncontrollable thing. You just keep doing it. You just keep doing it. You just keep doing it. It's a sign of insanity. And unless you take control and break its power over your life, you see, one day, today, as you sit here, you look like a nice Christian. We all look the same. You can't say that this one has a problem. We all look the same. But if you don't take hold of that uncontrollable thing in your life and break its power over your life, one day it will expose you. One day. Some of us, when we get married, it will blow up in marriage. Because you could not control it. It's uncontrollable. Some of us, when we start working in your workplace, you keep losing job after job after job. Why? Because you cannot take control of this insanity. And it's destroying your life. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
The Bible says, no man could tame him. No human being in this world could control him. You know, some of us here, our parents will say, 6 p.m. you must be home.
We'll
say, who? 6 p.m.
Mang.
You stop using the door, you start using the window. Uncontrollable. Uncontrollable. So we have to put butler guards, not because of thieves, but because we are trying to keep you in the house. Uncontrollable. Where are you going where you have to use windows?
We are guy motoni to abekisa le fester.
You have to use windows.
Utsoka le fester.
Oh. The whole Mzalan. You may think that I'm talking about someone who's not a Mzalan. Kibulela ka Mzalan.
Kibulela ka Makresi.
Push your name and say, Nkari, this man knows your numbers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a type of insanity. It's a type of insanity. So, ladies and gentlemen, you notice that when this man had an encounter with Jesus, when he met
Jesus,
his craziness immediately disappeared. He normalized to the point that the community was shocked when they saw this man dressed, number one, dressed. They saw him wearing clothes. They said, oh, Mudimwaga.
But Mona Aperi.
Uhose Alpha and Omega.
You are the king.
Ahuya Twanalwe.
There's none like you.
Mutu Jesu. Dressed, dressed. Someone say dressed.
Aperi.
They were shocked.
Pane batsogile.
When I see people not wanting to dress anymore, I remember the scriptures.
Because
people now, they just walk out with panties.
But batsamaya ka di panties.
Just like that, they'll just be moving. And to them, they are normal.
Mokobona batia pila.
But those of us who have read the scripture, we say, hey!
Hey!
My brother, leave that thing, please. I'm preaching. Go and sit down. What was I saying?
When we see
them. Huh? They were shocked to see him dressed. And then secondly, the Bible says, in his right mind. In his right mind. Why? He met Jesus. So ladies and gentlemen, there are things that we are struggling with, and most of these things are private. It's not things that you can just say, amen bazalwane.
I have a problem.
It's not something that you can come and announce in church, most of them. True or not true?
True.
I know, I'm a pastor. But if you don't take charge of it, control it. Some of us as students here, you always study the day before. Day before. It's your madness. How can you take a textbook like this, this size? You want to study this whole thing in a few hours. They don't want to say amen. It's okay, I will leave it. You want a whole thick thing like this, you want to study it in one day. It will expose you when you get your marks. You say, hey, it's your own insanity. But when this man met Jesus, all his craziness left him. And he became normal. So I want to show you today how you can meet Jesus every day. We're going to start today. We're going to continue over this month, over the next month. How you can meet Jesus every day. Because until you meet Jesus, your craziness, you will be always, every New Year's, what do they call, New Year's resolution. This year, I'm stopping. This year. Every year, you'll be saying the same thing. It will never change. Until you meet Jesus. The day you meet Jesus, all your insanity will go away. Are you guys not charging the mics? Why are we always having problems with mics? They say use that one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to know how you can meet Jesus every day?
Amen.
And I'm talking about real encounters with God. Because if your madness is not going away, it means you are not meeting Jesus daily. Some of us sitting here, we have never met Jesus. Some of us sitting here, the last time we met Jesus was in 1990 or 2001 or 1980 something.
It's been long.
But if we want to live a life that is pleasing to God, a life of power, a life of victory, then we have to meet Jesus every single day. Somebody say every day.
Every day.
Yeah. You must not be able to go a day without the presence of the Lord.
You
know, a certain man of God went to heaven. And when he was in heaven, he saw something that was so fantastic that it touched my heart. So the Lord showed him many things in heaven, and then when he finished, he said, the Lord took him to the throne where God the Father is. The man said that when he got to the throne, the power, the glory that was coming out of God, he said he couldn't stand. He said the whole time he was lying on the ground there, the only thing he could do was just to try and lift up his head. But he said there was so much light coming out of God, he had to look like this to try and see God. And he said the best he could do was he got up to the knees. He couldn't look any further because there was too much light coming out of him. And he said while he was there, he said it looked like there were one. But all of a sudden, it looked like one bright light. But all of a sudden, Jesus walked out of that light. And he said, when Jesus got out, he started preaching in heaven. The man says he was so surprised. He always thought that Jesus, you know, was a nice, dignified person. But he said that when he opened his mouth, he was preaching like a preacher. Like a house on fire. And he said, he was telling everyone in heaven, he said, I am going to fetch your families. I'm going to fetch your children. I'm going to bring them to be here with us forever. This was the message that Jesus is preaching in heaven. But what touched me is that as Jesus is preaching, he will stop. Go back into the light. And it's like they become one with the Father. And then he comes back out of the light and he preaches. Then he will stop, go back into the light. And then come back out again. He said every time, he never spent too much time out of that presence and glory of God. Now, if even Jesus, who is already in heaven, is ensuring that he never loses his connection with the Father. How much more you and I, who are living in this world full of darkness, we have to make sure that we meet Jesus every single day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, number one.
Samatomo.
The Bible says in verse 1, and they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. Verse 2, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, every morning,
Hussein,
every single morning, God will come and wake you up. Every day. One man of God asked him, he said, Lord, what would happen if you don't wake me up? God said, they will take your body into the grave and bury you. So every day he comes into our rooms and he wakes us up. And he sits there. And when you wake up,
I'm going to work.
Some of us only wake up. Hey, this is also another insanity. As though he is not there. Do you understand what I'm saying? As though he is not there. And you just go into your day without even considering that he's here. So, what helped this madman is that he went to meet Jesus. He took the initiative. When he found out that God is in this place, with all his insanity, with all his 6,000 demons, he went to meet
Jesus.
Now, one of the reasons that many people don't have a relationship with the Lord is because they don't take the necessary steps to go meet him. You'll not wake up in the morning. You'll not read your Bible. Every day you go on as though he does not exist. So he doesn't have time to minister to you so that he can deal with all the insanities that we pick up during the day and over the years. You know, depending on the level you are with God, you understand sin differently. Someone who may be sitting here, when I say the word sin, maybe they'll think of drinking, they'll think of fornication, etc. But as you go deeper into the presence and into the glory of God, sin could be if that morning you chose to, let's say, read Bonner magazine instead of reading your Bible. It's already, it grieves God. So there are some people, their level of sin is like, you know, the things that are done by the worldly people. But I mean, as you go deeper, if you watch TV for too long, it's sin. The whole day,
you are watching.
The whole day.
Let's
watching. Watching. Some of us, we even sleep. When people are waking up, you are going to sleep because you have been watching.
No, libeletsi.
Watching. That thing has become your master, your God, your everything. It is educating you. It is teaching you how to talk. It is teaching you how to dress. It is your everything. So watching it for too much, it can be sin. But you'll never be convicted if you don't go to meet Jesus every day. Every day you go meet Jesus. Every day. Because every time you meet Jesus, you will have the feeling that, Lord, I want to know you more. I want to go deeper. My Father, I want to know you more. You cannot meet Jesus and not have the desire to go deeper. It's not possible. Someone sang, I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. That is truth. Every time you encounter Jesus, you just want to go deeper. And so he will say, oh, you want to go deeper.
Okay.
My daughter, there's too much TV here. There's too much this here. If you just cancel these things, you'll start to experience me in a deeper level. So, ladies and gentlemen, there must be an effort from your part. This man, the Bible says, he went to meet Jesus. Not that Jesus came to him. He went to meet Jesus. So you also, every morning, every night, whenever you have time in your life, you must decide, I must meet Jesus. I must meet Jesus. So if it's waking up early that you have to do, wake up early, Mzalwane. If you have to cancel some television, you have to cancel some time with your friends. Whatever you have to do, take the effort to go meet him every day. Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
You must take the effort to meet him every day. You sitting here, you don't have 6,000 demons tormenting your life. But this man, even with his 6,800 demons, he took the effort to go meet this man called Jesus, the Son of the Living God. I must meet him. You just have one sleeping demon. Just one yana. And that demon has overpowered you. It has completely cancelled your relationship with God. One small anyana. When God wakes you up, you say, okay. Just one yana demon. This man had 6,840 something demons in his life. Problems. He said, I'm going. I must meet Jesus. Had he listened to his demons, till today he would still be the madman of Gadara. He would have never become what God had destined him to become. He would have never met the potential that he always had. Because these insanities that we have in our lives, they are self-destructive. They destroy every potential that we have. So if you want to meet Jesus every day, the first step is that you must take the initiative. You must tell yourself that I am going to pray. I will wake up and pray. I will wake up and pray. You know, during this fasting and prayer, I realized that, hey, some of us sitting here, our stomach's voice is so strong.
Babang. Stomach si bulela si voice ikodimo inale mat.
Ibulele pila mona.
Mala arona abu akodimo.
Anale matla tata.
Anale matla tata.
The voice of your stomach is stronger than the voice of your pastor. And the Bible says, if they receive you, Mr. Pastor, they have received me.
Bible rigeba amogela wena muruti ba amogela nna.
And I call you, I say, let's come and fast so that we can meet Jesus. The stomach goes brrr. I say, hey. Emanyan.
Wait a minute.
My stomach has spoken.
Malaka abuletsi.
I know you won't say amen. I'm still preaching. I've not stopped. Stop. This man had 6,800 demons, but they didn't stop him from meeting Jesus.
Amen.
So you with your small anyana demon, please make the effort.
Leka.
Wake up.
Tsuga.
Push yourself.
Dikhapeletse.
Drive yourself.
Dikhapeletse.
You know, one day I was waking up to pray, and I was so tired.
Tired.
I dragged myself out of the bed. Tired. And I said, oh God. I thought by now, when I wake up, I'll wake up. Let's pray. But every morning I have to fight. Every single morning I have to fight. If I don't fight, the demons win. Every morning I have to fight to meet Jesus. I have to fight every single morning. I must fight. It's a war.
Kintwa.
I have to fight this body.
It's
especially strong in the morning.
For sing.
But if I just continue, suddenly I receive strength. I receive power. Then I pray. So we have to take the initiative. If you don't take that step, you will not meet him. As much as he loves you, as much as he wants to meet you, as much as he wants to show you glorious things, as much as he wants to give you the future that you are crying for, as much as he wants to help you, as much as he wants to do everything for you, but if you will not take the initiative, the step, there's nothing he can do. So every day he waits for you. Every single day he waits for you. Every single day he wants to hear your voice. Every single day he's waiting in anticipation that today my daughter, today my son is going to speak to me. And he wakes you up with excitement. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Then
you wake up. You check the weather. You check the time. Oh, I still have more time. You pull that blanket. You pull that blanket.
You're sleeping.
Push your neighbor and say, take the initiative. Every single morning, 3:30 a.m. I'm up. Every morning. And I don't go back to sleep. I pray. Then it's time for me to bath and go to work. Then I go to work. Then every day. Every day. Sometimes at work, I'm so tired. That as I'm working on my computer, I'll see myself dozing a bit. Then go slide
and then I will go out.
Go to the car. No, if I get 5 minutes, after 5 minutes, I go back fresh. Fresh. Working. If you don't take the initiative, you'll never meet him. That's number one. Number two, I'm closing. Now, it's surprising to me, give me some strings, that with all the demons that this man had, this man was not just demon influenced, but he was demon possessed. It means that the demons had taken control over him. They owned him. And I said to myself, how can someone who has 6,800 demons in him have the power to go and meet Jesus? There is no demon that wants to meet Jesus. It's not possible. Why? The Bible says, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So this man, with all his problems, with all his load, all his troubles, when he saw Jesus, when he saw Jesus, even though the demons were holding him back, he summed up all the power that he had, and he went and threw himself at Jesus' feet. After that, the demons took over and they started speaking. But for him to shift and to go meet Jesus,
gore aye go kopana le Jesu.
You can see that this is a man who was tired of his lifestyle. This was a man who was tired of self-destructing himself.
Nala
when he
pile.
Saw the light, Nala he pile. Said, look, I don't care, I'm going. Pastor, and notice that when this man finally met Jesus, immediately Jesus confronted the problem.
Jesu uile alukisa matata.
So the reason you are still carrying your problems day after day, month after month, year after year, is
Mingwaka.
Because you will not take the effort to go meet him. Come into the presence of Jehovah. Jesus said to him, what is your name?
Jesu
and immediately the demons responded. After that encounter, the Bible says that the neighborhood was surprised that they saw him clothed and in his right mind.
Bible re ba na dula le bona ba ile ba makala ba mona tlhaloganyega ge e buile.
If you take the effort to go see him. Some of us, we go meet him. We become free. You know, recently I had a dream and I told Mom Ruthie. And I told her that I feel God is giving me a love for Africa.
Modimo umfale rato la Africa.
I've been living in Africa all my life, but all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm an African.
Kimo Africa.
And all of a sudden, I'm so in love with this continent and the people of this continent. So in this dream, I saw so much violence and war. People were fighting. And they were literally killing each other. And I was hiding next to a wall. I said, hey, they must not see me. If they see me, I'm dead. And so we prayed.
Rarapela.
And the Lord says, the reason why there is violence is because you are not interceding. And I said, who am I? This is Africa.
Africa.
Are you saying I can fight those principalities and powers that are causing in Congo, the principalities there? Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's demons and there's demons. And I said, the reason I was hiding in that dream is because I know these things are dangerous. And the Lord said, you must intercede. Now, when I look at myself, I don't see myself as somebody who can war with those things. But when God looks at you, he says, thou mighty man of valor. He sees a soldier. He sees someone who is a victor, who is a conqueror. But when I see myself as, oh, Madimu,
I am nobody.
It's a type of insanity. But when you go meet him every day, you know he's going to tell you that, look, you are actually a soldier. You are actually a warrior. The things that are defeating you, you have power over them. Arise. Stand up. Put the devil under your feet. Then when you walk out of your home, you walk up with strength, with power. But you see, we remain in our insanity if we don't meet him every single day. Together for Jesus, let's rise to our
feet. Believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.